the five stages of Bodhi mind development. When you walk this path, there are 10 grounds of Bodhisattva cultivation under the Mahayana teaching, the sutta. But there is also one part that describes the whole cultivation via the Bodhi mind. So this five stages of Bodhi mind development is the same as the 10 grounds of the Bodhisattva cultivation. So these five stages of Bodhi mind development is very interesting. Page 88, paragraph 2. When you take the Bodhisattva vow, the first stage of Bodhi mind development is to aspire sincerely to walk this way, so that the seed of Bodhi is planted deep in your nature or in your consciousness. Is this first step very difficult? Is it very difficult to make aspiration? No, isn't it? If you have the faith, it's very easy. Is there any danger? There is none, isn't it? So forget about what people tell you. Those who don't understand, they put fear into people. They say, don't play pay. Taking the Bodhisattva way is a serious matter. Yours involves aeons and aeons of cultivation. Meaning the ego is there. Delusion is there. And the fear that arises is from delusion. And these people who say all these things are not much different from those rigid Theravadian Buddhists who doesn't believe in the Mahayana teaching. And they go around telling people that the Mahayana teaching is not the real teaching. If you do all this and put fear into all those potential aspirants who wants to walk this Bodhisattva way to plant the seed of Bodhi, then do you know what will happen to you in the future? You will be obstructed, karmic obstruction from receiving the Mahayana teaching for many, many lives to come. That's the reason why recently there were a few, two or three Kalimitta who came and talked to me on this matter. Because of what they had heard and read about from other sources. They said, going this way is very dangerous. We have a lot of things you cannot realize or do. And there's a lot of restriction too. Some even quote the sutta. Then a lady say, I'm not ready. I don't have this type of quality. Then I reply, please do understand that all these are your thought telling you. This is not wisdom. What have you got to lose to make all this aspiration and the taking of the four basic vows of the Bodhisattva? Does it cause you any problem, harm, or it only benefits you? All these are very simple inquiry. And the four basic vow doesn't even say you cannot do this, you cannot do that. It is no different from just taking the precept, except now you vow through an understanding which is even more beautiful. In the Avatamsaka Sutta, or the Flower Ornament Sutra, or Huayan Jing, there is this phrase, when the Bodhi Chitta or Bodhi mind is generated, one ultimately attains Buddhahood. That's why you need to plant that seed so that you can arise the causes and conditions for you to be reminded of this cultivation, vows and understanding life after life. This is the teaching of awakened mind entering the path of Buddhahood. We are arousing the Bodhi mind. Maybe much or it may be little, but it is a great accomplishment. You may not fulfill this path completely, but you have at least gained a strong foothold. And you are certain to attain Buddhahood in the future. In that sense, one attains Buddhahood when Bodhi Chitta is generated. Someone who gives rise to Bodhicitta and also vow to benefit living beings is a Bodhisattva. So now after you plant the seed of Bodhi, you already fulfill the first part. It's just like mentioned here, whoever who can give rise to this Bodhicitta or Bodhi mind, and also vow to benefit all living beings, is a Bodhisattva. He rejoined, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then we come to the stages of Bodhi mind development. This is the one I want to share with you all tonight. Arousing Bodhi mind establishes one on the path to Buddhahood, but it is still an embryonic Buddhahood. According to the Mahaprajna Paramita Sutta, the Great Perfection of Wisdom Sutta, complete Buddhahood is realized after you have fulfilled all the five stages of Bodhi mind development. What is the first stage of Bodhi mind development? It is the Bodhi mind that first aspire to be a Buddha. We are making that resolve, aspiration, sincerely with faith, and you are willing to persevere to realize it. So the first stage of Bodhi mind cultivation is very simple, and everybody who has the condition, sincerity and faith, you should determine to make this aspiration and affirmation, to plant the first seed of Bodhi, to walk this way, for you have nothing to lose. Then you can go on to develop wisdom through the cultivation of the four basic vows. Then when you have developed the wisdom, what will happen? The Bodhi mind that subdues affliction will arise, which means you are able to subdue all affliction, meaning no more suffering, meaning you are already wise. Hence, you are no longer deluded by the phenomenal world of consciousness or the conditioned world of consciousness. That is the second stage of Bodhi mind development. Then the third stage is the Bodhi mind that illuminates the Buddha nature as enlightenment. Means you not only awakened, became enlightened, but you manage to illuminate that nature within, your true nature, until it becomes so clear, which means you have connect via the gateway, You are able to transform and illuminate that nature within. That's the reason why the third stage will make you a true Bodhisattva. The gateway cultivation via trust, our fourth support, you will do later on in the cultivation, unless you have your past cultivation and the condition to support you. And this third way is very powerful. After that, you will never regress. Then after that, you move on to cultivate via the Bodhi mind that renounces samsara to attain Buddhahood. This means you already know samsara is just form and mind, not me, and not a reality, which means there is no reality. That's the reason why you will be able to renounce samsara. You won't be afraid of it anymore. You won't worry about it anymore, even when the thought tells you. This way may take aeons and aeons of cultivation. So how to take it? How to walk it? It's crazy. But that is just a thought telling you. That's the reason why the deluded one dare not do all this, because they don't understand. So for those who have the understanding, they can renounce samsara. Because samsara to them is wonderful, meaningful. But you must have the understanding of the true unconditioned Dhamma. That's why Heart Sutta mentioned, when you have realized true emptiness, zhen kou, miao you, then life become wonderful, existence become wonderful. Okay? But at the fourth stage, this delusion is no more. That's the reason why the Bodhisattva can renounce samsara. For samsara is just a phenomenal world of consciousness, condition arising, cause of phenomenon. You must know how to come. That's the reason why one of my teachers told me, if you know how to come, you will know how to return. You can return to the source. If you don't know how to come, then what happened? All these are due to your delusion, because you don't know who you are, what you are, and how you come. Who takes you here? The law of karma takes you here, which is your inverted comma good friend take you here. Yeah? You want that good friend to take you here, no? Law of karma. If you don't want, you better do it. Then when you come, of course, you can also come through the karmic nature, but you are not being deluded by the phenomenal world. So the Bodhisattva come, but they are not like ordinary being. After you die, there is avijja, ignorant. Then it condition rebirth consciousness. For Bodhisattva, you no longer have avijja. So what happened is, your vow, your first vow, when you vow to take across all living being to the other shore, that is out of love and compassion, anasara. So that vow connect to the existential world's nature's law. So out of love and compassion you come. Any avijja or not? No avijja. That's why you can take rebirth, anasara. But only when you have this type of wisdom and vow. Because that vow is needed for you to plant your connection to the existential world's karmic law or nature's law. So when you have this mind, it's a pure mind that takes rebirth. No more avijja, anasara. This pure mind is because I have this vow. Out of love and compassion, I come out this vow. This nature of my vow to take across all living beings to the other shore so that they can be free from all suffering. And this vow is very long, one answer. Because the whole of the universe living being, you think you can take all across. It's going to take you a hell of a long time. So it purposely drafted so that it can enable you to understand the karmic law or the existential law, so that no avijja, yet you can have a karmic form and mind to arise as a living being, understand? Whether it's a human being or not, it's your choice. That's why when you choose to come, means you can decide. Understand? In the Mahayana Sutta, there is a saying, when you have realized all this, Liao liao jian xing chang zu means when you have clearly illuminate or realize your nature, your true mind or true awareness nature, actually you can decide to come at whatever time you want to come, and you can stay in that state for as long as you can. Chang zu means you are not like immediately die, rebirth consciousness go, you got no choice, you have to come already. But this one, you can choose to come, understand? Like my nature, I choose this transition period to come. And my nature has this vow and affinity with those beings that have affinity with my nature. So when it choose to come, very funny or no, it has the power to cause and condition all those affinities supposed to meet up with me and learn from me, or not, they will all take birth also. Like my wife, younger than me by almost a year, or 1 year plus, I think. So immediately it happened. So no need to like plan or do anything. That's why everything is dependent originating, condition arising, cause of phenomenon. It depends on your affinity, your understanding. If you have affinity to connect to the great beings, then they will guide you, protect you, and bless you. And all this is all via nature's law, their vows, your faith, your affinity, how much you can receive depends on how you understand and live your life. So these are very important understanding, okay? So this Mandarin word we all read together. Those who don't know Mandarin, maybe we have to explain a bit. Okay. 了了见性. So 见性 means you realize your true mind, your true nature. 常住. So when you realize your true nature clearly, so this is the one that define what enlightenment is. Means that nature, yeah, has been realized. The form and mind that develops the understanding sees and realizes that nature. Means you return from here, the mundane mind, back to this pure awareness nature. This is the pure awareness nature. 了了见性. This is the one that you realize. Understand? Then from here, you can actually, no need to take rebirth, 常住. And you decide when to come and under what causes and condition. But the initial bodhisattva cannot do this. Understand? Well, they haven't 了了见性. Understand? And most of them are sainthood way. After sainthood way, sometimes take bodhisattva vow also doubt. Understand? Not confident. No faith. Then a lot, before they even reach the sainthood way, because they have parami, they met with the great beings as teacher or as their guide or whatever. So they have faith. They immediately take the bodhisattva vow, even before they realize sainthood way. These are the people who will also come, but 还没有了了见性, they have a glimpse. So what happened is, these two types, the initial bodhisattva, they actually start to try out that bodhisattva way and journey. But once you plant the seed of bodhi, you don't worry. But it will keep on coming out. Then you will keep on arise all this. So even if you have not realized the sainthood way until arahant, even when you take birth through the normal way, which they say go avijja, you don't worry, understand? Well, your vow that you take, this one, the bohimaya inside here that you have planted, you have the faith, and you plant deep into your consciousness or your nature, this one will activate one. It will tell you what to do. Then you will recall. Then you continue. Then you try. Try until one day, 了了见性. You can decide when to come already. Otherwise, you cannot decide. It's still the karmic process. Rejoice.